on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will be in a New York courtroom later today. A man is in custody in New York for allegedly setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She did not survive. Three teenagers who saw the crime being reported on TV called in to report the suspect, who was later arrested. 100 million Americans traveling this holiday week, most of them on the roads. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's frozen road law took effect for the northern portion of our state Saturday. Zones 1 and 2 now have increased weight limits for log haulers and the transportation of road salt and sand. The frozen road law takes effect once the ground under the highway pavement is frozen to a depth of at least 18 inches. Most of our listening area is in Zone 3, which is not under the frozen road law yet. The determination for other areas of the state will be made when conditions warrant. It is the holiday traveling season, and it's shaping up to be a record-setting year for travel. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're planning on traveling for the holidays, you are far from alone. A record number of travelers will be on the road and in the sky through the end of the year. AAA estimates over 119 million people will be traveling, with nearly 90% of them driving. A record 7.85 million people are expected to fly before the end of the year. AAA says that following traffic laws and monitoring weather forecasts for changing road conditions will help you get to your destination safely. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
AAA says fewer people are expected to travel on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents that they may need to upgrade their license to travel beginning in 2025. According to a press release, the agency is using the busy travel season to remind residents that beginning May 7th, a real ID will be required to board a domestic flight and enter federal buildings or military bases. Wisconsin has offered the real ID cards since 2013 and has already issued over 3 million of them. A list of the documents needed to upgrade to real ID is available at the DMV online. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
It's the Packers and the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints tonight on Monday Night Football, game time 7:15. I talked to Packers linebacker Edgerrin Cooper over the weekend after winning his second NFC Defensive Player of the Week award.
It's a big accomplishment. It's just simple. I keep saying it, but I'm just here to play football, have fun out there, and, you know, do what's best for my team.
The Saints will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler. Has he ever played in cold weather like Green Bay before?
I haven't played a snow game, but I've played in many, many cold games before in the Big 12, even in the SEC. Cold, rainy, windy.
College hoops, the Badgers with a non-conference win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Head coach Greg Gard working with shooter John Tanjay in his technique.
You just got to keep giving him sample sizes and experience and point those things out. We need him to continue to be more efficient at a high level more consistently.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Some light snow mixed with freezing drizzle at times today. We could get 1 to 2 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late this afternoon. Our high today, 31. Tonight, down to 20. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
At Motown Monday, we'll stroll down memory lane with some of your favorite Christmas songs and get you ready for the holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, coming your way from downtown Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Beautiful day out there, 33 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 31 in Oshkosh, on Christmas music movie marathon day, Festivus for the rest of us day, two nights until Christmas. Happy birthday, Eddie Vedder. Susan Lucci is 78, and Jim Harbaugh is 61. Jim?
We have.
Yeah.
Out of all, Johnny, how long have we been doing this?
Year and a half.
A year and a half. This is the most impressive guest we've had.
Yeah.
All the way in, giving us a little bit of time, from the North Pole, the one and only Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Mr. Claus, good to see you. Do you remember that when I was 4 and I asked you for the Marine Dress Blues?
I have that in my notes when I came.
I never received them. Was I not on the nice list?
Well, Mr. Mino, yeah. I will say, and Mr. Schmidt, I have a list of the years.
Yeah.
Or was it year? You were on the nice list.
I did have a year, right? I knew I had a year.
Sen, I was talking, my wish, I've had many wishes, but they're not so much for the stuff that
granted. You told me that.
Well, he did halfway there.
It was to do a radio show with me someday.
I don't remember that one, Santa. Sure, remember asking for a new city council, and you delivered a little bit, so it was great.
You know, I only dwell into that occasionally, and when I do, Santa has to consult with the higher power.
Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus, yeah. That's right.
All right. Yeah. So how the kids been this year, Santa?
You know, overall, my list of the nice list has been pretty consistently good.
Okay.
But I would say that, you know, every year we have to kind of check our NSA.
Tweak it a little bit.
Well, we have the NSA, which is the Never Ending Santa Awareness Bureau.
I didn't know what that was. Okay. Wow. All right.
We're on that.
Well, yeah. There's some out in New Jersey I got to watch out on.
I believe it. What's the toughest part of this year? I would imagine, Jim and I here, we're both on diets, but people bring us in phenomenal homemade candies and different things. How's that for you?
Well, you know, actually, because I have to travel the world in one night, cookies and milk are my fuel.
You're looking good, though.
You are, Santa.
Oh, yes. And here come the cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk.
Thank you, Amanda. Okay. Yeah.
That is awesome. So, and the reindeer, how are they doing?
They're very good.
We just had Brittany Merlot on, and she was giving us the weather update. And, you guys going to be all right?
Yeah. We're going to be fine. You know, just last night, another little girl asked me about Rudolph, and I said, you know, Rudolph's there when I need him.
Right.
And when I don't, he kind of rests. But you know, weather is never an issue. Santa is even better than the U.S. mail. I deliver no matter what the weather.
You know, we were in a great place in Oshkosh this past summer, this great market, and they actually had reindeer jerky.
They must be from Finland.
Come on, Chad.
Remember that?
I do remember that. I don't know that I'd bring it up when we're interviewing
jerky.
Santa.
Right. Yes. Because yeah, that makes Santa a little sad.
Well, listen. Hey,
our job.
Hey, pick up a pace or you're going to be in Oshkosh. Yeah,
the guy who's spreading joy around the world, we just reminded him that we ate, you know, one of his.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Pick up the slack.
Well, it wasn't one of my flying reindeer.
No.
Heavily guarded.
Not. So, Santa, what do you got going on now? You must be working a lot of events right now, right?
Oh,
I mean,
everybody
wants to see Santa and give him the wish list. I want to know where you're doing, but what's the number two thing that kids are looking for?
Oh, this year, I would say that Santa has learned a lot about Bluey from Australia.
Is that true?
And slime kits. I hope mothers are ready for kids that want slime kits.
Those are the big things.
The green stuff you throw? No, what is?
There's a newer, more improved slime. The North Pole never ends. It's improvement. And of course, Barbie back. Oh, the movie really brought Barbie back.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then I would also say another one, dinosaurs. Wow.
Really?
Dinosaurs must be from social. Yeah.
Because they were huge when I was a kid.
Yes. And the kids today, John, unlike you, they can name which kind of dinosaur they are.
Santa knows them.
I had them down pat. You know, it's just funny. Yeah. I told Jim a story when we first started this morning about my granddaughters. Yeah. And I went to Barnes & Noble and different bookstores to find the perfect books. And I found one. It's Barbie bedtime story type things for my youngest granddaughter. Yeah. And she opened, not even halfway up, she goes, a book. And she put it away and walked away to something else. Like, no! I thought kids would love books.
Yeah, Santa gives a lot of advice. And, you know, one of my main advice is, if you really want to please the kids, four things. One they want, one they need, one to wear, and one to read.
Nice.
And if they follow that list, they'll have a wonderful Christmas.
I love that. But the classic books, so I was reading, I've got a two-year-old, that No More Monkeys Jumping on a Bed. Man, does she get into that.
Oh,
for 2 years old,
one.
You know, you turn the page, you know, and the doctor said. Anyway, there's some great classics out there, but there's... What's new? You say the dinosaurs is kind of a throwback a little bit.
There's a lot of throwbacks.
Is that great? I think there's nothing wrong with that.
New is more kids asking for robotics and games that go with the PlayStation and the Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Are that's kind of new. Still out there?
No. We build them at the North Pole, but we don't get a lot of requests.
Oh my God.
I got to
tell you, the biggest thing, go to a store these days, it's, what do you call it? Legos.
Yeah.
Oh, mind-boggling, though, and the things they make out of them now.
Santa has an issue with Legos, though. Every time a kid asks for Legos, they say, I love giving out Legos, but I want you to pick them up before Santa
stepping
visits.
On them is the worst thing in the world.
Santa has slipped on a few Legos in his lifetime.
That is funny.
We got a text. I figured Mino's favorite gift when he was 4 years old would be a book of matches. I had a little bit of a fire problem when I was young.
Yeah, I remember.
I set myself on fire a couple of times.
Yeah. You lit that big fire in the chimney to what here.
Yeah, that's right. I would have. Yeah.
So, Santa, these kids, what advice do you give them?
All children. I give them a chance to tell me what they want, and then I actually ask them, you know, do you know what Santa wants? Santa wants you to listen to your mom and your dad and to do chores if you're giving them, be good in school, have a, you know, good relationship with your friends, but most of all, love yourself and be kind to yourself. Because kids today are pretty harsh on themselves sometimes, ages.
And social media can... hurt that too. You know, they might read something that's not as positive.
Don't get
about
Santa
them.
Started about social media.
Are you on social media, Santa?
You know, I got an alert from Facebook about facial recognition on my Santa, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't be on that much social media.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do think, though, when I would give talks to schools, especially grade schools, but sometimes high schools, and people, Mr. Mayor, what advice do you have? And it's always, stay in school or, learn to read and all that stuff. It's like, listen to your mother.
Right.
that is a great piece of advice.
It is a great piece. But, the other thing, too, is Santa loves Christmas because people talk about kids as you are, but Santa looks at it as the whole population. I was at a nursing home the other day, and there's Lily, 104 years old.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And Lily looked me in the eye and said, I've always wanted to touch Santa's beard. And I looked her in the eye and said, let's do it this year.
Let's not wait. Not that I know the future, but better safe than sorry.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Well, 104, that's cool. And isn't the magic of Christmas Santa, you're right, it knows no age.
Right, it's universal. When I am at events, sometimes at a concert or something, I'll talk about children of all ages. And I think the most important thing is, the celebration of Christmas in the United States is an annual tradition of family and fun and gift-giving, generosity, and kindness. I know the mayor over there, he works with the new community center. And I know Mino is nice to some people. So during Christmas. But, no, they prepped me on you, Mino. But the understanding is that, what a great annual event to have and to celebrate. And so it's something we, as we get older, cherish those memories because there's no guarantee.
Right. And it is important that, you lean into this and be it an experience. I had someone on a show yesterday, and she talked about the stresses of the holidays, and they're out there. Be it financial or some people don't love, maybe they're what they do, but they don't enjoy being maybe with their brothers and sisters as much as they used to. And to deal with all that stuff is important to get through. But if you keep the focus on, look, we're very fortunate to have Christmas,
Some people ask how Santa stays looking the same age year after year. And that's because every day that I get up, every day, I think of it as Christmas Day. And that keeps me young.
That's awesome advice.
I would imagine some of the kids, though, that come up to you, and you've dealt with millions of kids or whatever, but some of them might hit a certain place in your heart, I'll bet, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I do a lot of things here in your local area. I visit Sybil Hop, and in some of the school districts, I do some of the special education kids, and they hit me in the heart. But also, there's the kids that look at you in the eye and say, all I want for Christmas is for my parents to not get divorced.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you have to have an answer, and I do. I say, that's their issue. You're a good person, and you're going to get through this whatever they do. Okay? So, there's things like that.
Wow.
But I also think that some of the special things is just watching the eyes sparkle, and the twinkle in other people's eyes is a magical part of Christmas for all of us.
That's awesome.
Totally. And you're lucky.
Nothing like seeing Santa in person, this is awesome. You took the time to see us today.
Yeah.
This is,
I'm many places at many times.
What do you do when there's no snow? Are you okay with that?
Well, of course I deal with no snow. You know this. Christmas Day, December 25th, in the Northern Hemisphere is winter. But in the Southern Hemisphere, when I start delivering in Australia, South Africa, South America, it's summertime. So Santa has to deal with all type of weathers, and that's why Mrs. Claus made me a special suit for that.
Can you not put
you
that
wanna
on
not
here?
Wear that now? Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I always used to leave a shot of Jack on Christmas Eve, and boy, that thing was gone the next morning. Just being honest.
That was for my chief elf.
In the sleigh.
Quick break. Back after this.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries. One that can open and shut its eyes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, They're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning in downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh. Saint Nick is, no, actually, is no. There a difference between Santa Claus and Saint Nick?
Oh, yeah. Yes, there is.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, he's my cousin, okay. And he does a exactly. good job. And he
advanced man.
Yeah, he's an advanced man.
Yeah, that's what we call him in politics. I don't know if you know anything about politics, Santa, but that's the advanced man. Yep. Now, Santa, you know, we're so glad you're here. We can't believe that out of all those stations that we got you, we have a small gift for you. They don't pay anything in radio, Santa. I think you probably know that. But we do have a few gifts for you, and one is a cup for you to drink your milk out of instead of these glasses everybody gives you.
Yeah.
And it's... it's specially designed.
It's a Mino the Mayor mug. Not everybody has one of those.
That is
everybody
very
wants
special.
One of those. Right.
Not everybody has and one of those.
That's what looks good in the North
Santa
Pole. Santa
does not absolutely. Recycle gifts. Do not worry. This will be in Santa's little hutch back at the North Pole.
Okay, all right. Was that a shot at me?
No. Oh, because John recycles.
No, Santa, let me ask you. Out of
this
anybody,
is the guy
I'm going
to
ask you this question.
This
yeah,
is the guy
ask
to ask.
Me.
This is a
so
good
I
one.
Bought a book. And by the way, I'm doing a book signing today.
That's right. That's right. Pitch it,
11 yeah. till 1 over at Bosses, 107 South Broadway Street, right. Indy Pier. I'm doing a book signing for all four of my books, Front Lines, The Pacific, European Theater of Operations, and 50 Strong. Doing awesome. A book signing for all the books today from 11 to 1.
Those are all very nice books, too.
Thank you,
I've read them.
Thank you, Santa. So I bought my son a book the other night at a bookstore. These guys think I'm wrong because I'm reading it first before I give it to him.
We didn't say it was wrong. We just said it's regifting. You've read it already. That's what we're saying. If you wore a sweater, went to a party, wore a sweater, and then gave it away.
Mm-hmm. How about we let this guy handle this question?
Santa's the judge.
Yeah.
Yes. So I would say this, Mr. Mino.
Yes, sir.
That... if you read the book and then just give it to them, that's not regifting.
Thank
if you read the book, wrap it up and give it to them as a gift, that's regifting.
I was going
I love
to do that.
Santa. The wisdom of Solomon, right? That's awesome.
All right. So the reason why Santa's here this morning, guys, is because he's got a special gift for listeners. So one of his trusty elves is going to bring the gift in.
All right.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. An actual elf.
Man, we
like
got it all today.
Tall. Look at this. This is like almost scary.
So you guys take the gift because it's for you.
Hello, Elf. Wow, that's
thank
a
you,
big,
Elf.
Thanks, Elf.
All right.
What's
right.
Bells, the whole
so
thing.
So you guys can open that up. And
okay,
then there's a
Jim.
Letter inside.
Wow, okay.
That I need you to give
who
to
wrapped
Santa
this?
Claus.
This is like phenomenal
yeah,
wrapping.
Yeah, this is like, okay.
I don't know how to wrap. This is the Elf bit. Nicely done,
the
Elf.
Can we tear it open?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can tear it open. Sure, go ahead.
All right.
Okay, there we go.
That way.
All right.
All right, Johnny.
Yep.
Okay, we'll open this.
It's all the way from the North Pole, boys.
Believe
be
it.
Careful.
Oh,
give me the
wow,
letter.
Wow, look at this.
Now give Santa the letter.
Give okay. Santa the letter.
It's a cool old radio.
All right.
Santa.
There we go.
I got to show it to the camera here.
Yeah. Show it to the
this
camera.
Is awesome.
Show it to the.
Love it.
And, John, what does it say on the
it
radio?
It says Happy Holidays 96.5 FM.
All right.
And what does that mean? Listen closely. Dear Mino and the mayor, ho, ho, ho. While your behavior this year has left a little room for improvement, your loyal listeners have been absolutely wonderful. And because they've been so good, I thought they deserved a very special gift this Christmas season. My elves at the North Pole have been hard at work in their workshop. And with a little magical engineering, they've built something extra special. A brand new radio signal.
All right.
What?
To spread even what, more
what,
joy.
What, what?
All right.
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him finish.
All right. This is sounding good, Santa.
It is. To spread even more joy across Appleton and the Fox Valley. No, I like your enthusiasm. This is wonderful, guys. From this day forward, WISS will not have one, but two signals bringing holiday cheer and more to the Fox Valley. Your listeners can now tune in to 98.3 in Oshkosh and the shiny new 96.5 FM in Minneapolis.
Thank you,
wow,
Santa. That's
how
awesome.
Is that?
That is a great gift. Now, that's something we couldn't buy.
Merry Christmas to all in Northeast Wisconsin. And may everyone have a holly jolly holiday season. Warmest wishes, Santa Claus.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you, Santa. Wow. 96.5. All right. Wow, that's
awesome.
Big.
That's huge.
It is. The elves built us a tunnel. We're good. Wow, this is going to be great for our listeners there because Oshkosh, now very strong in the valley. It's great.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, this is greatly deserved, and I wish you not only a Merry Christmas, but a Happy New Year, and I wish you health and happiness as the greatest gifts for you old
thank
guys.
You, my
thank you, Santa, for you old guys.
What a
this
cool,
is great.
This is huge.
It is. This is big.
This is big.
Makes our Christmas, Santa. This is awesome. And this is something we couldn't do without Santa.
No, absolutely. Took magic to do it.
So now WISS will be on 98.3 in Oshkosh and 96.5 in Appleton and the Valley.
Fantastic.
This is great. Well, we are going to get the mayor up here to celebrate, right? Get Jake up
heck
here from Appleton. He's been on here, but
he's been on real early, like one of our first guests.
He was. So, all right, Santa. Well, you've got a busy, like, couple days, man. Back to the North Pole, get make sure it's all queued up.
Where do you stay when you come to Green Bay?
He doesn't stay.
I don't stay in Green Bay. I have other places to be. But what I would say is Green Bay is one of my favorite stops.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
And I hope no one else from other states are listening, but Santa is a Packers fan.
All right.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mrs. Claus, ever get a little nervous when you come around here, you know, Packer game, and you kind of... You know, all these friends you got in Green Bay, a little jealousy at all or no?
Oh, no. Mrs. Claus is a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Excellent.
And a good...
You don't tell her you hang out with me when you come to town then, right?
Geez. You don't give her the list.
There's sometimes what is called by many husbands a feigned ignorance of all my activities.
Fantastic. Santa Claus, thank you so very much. Yeah. And we are so excited. We are now in Appleton, 96.5 FM.
And that's today, Santa?
It's on right now.
Right
all
now.
Right,
right
thank
now.
You. All right.
I want to get the first texter who says they're listening to 96.5 FM. You're getting a prize package.
Write those tickets.
First one.
All right.
Absolutely. We'll get
Santa,
to a quick break.
Santa Claus,
thank you so very much. Thanks for all you do.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, I'm going to go on his diet, though. He's dropped like 100.
Looking good, Santa.
I know. Back after this.
It's the little
one new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, WISS.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to the DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted highways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. Wisconsin ranks 26th in the nation for wind energy, generating far less than neighboring states. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to our neighbors who produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs, enticing the state to invest in other projects, contribute to that lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin, which is a unique challenge.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines. And in order to do that, you know, you need a little bit more land.
Denisky says the state's wind potential is high, though. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to their portfolios and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for the state in the coming year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
There are several wind farms in our area, including Blue Sky Green Field in Fond du Lac County, Invenergy Forward Wind Farm in Fond du Lac in Dodge County, and Butler Ridge in Dodge County. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Some light snow mixed with freezing drizzle at times today. We could get 1 to 2 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down late this afternoon. Our high today, 31. Tonight, down to 20. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high of 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. What's some exciting news here? We are now...
Yeah, an early, awesome Christmas present. I mean...
We're now Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
Yes.
That's awesome. 96.5 FM in the Valley. That's great. Welcome, folks from the Valley.
And who do they want us to get as a guest? We got to work a little harder on that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had Jake on. We've had a couple of the... The Chamber's been very good from the Valley. They've been awesome.
They're awesome.
But even more, this is great that we've got that footprint now.
Fantastic.
From here all the way down to Oshkosh.
Do we have a studio, Todd?
The WISS studio in Oshkosh is the studio.
Oh, that's what I mean. We don't have one in Appleton.
Nope.
Okay. So I say we love going to Oshkosh in that studio and doing the show there with the people you bring in. But if we could do one in Appleton, that'd be fantastic.
All right.
Do a remote or something. That's great. 96.5 FM now in Appleton. So Green Bay, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
This is going to be fun. We love that community too.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal community.
We've had Corey
Chisholm.
That's
the thing. We've had so many people on.
From Appleton.
From the different things. The great things they're doing down there in the city.
Their chamber.
That's going to be great that we're part of that community now.
That downtown Appleton.
Yeah.
Six people and they pull off the parade. They pull off the mile of music. And yeah, that's going to be fun talking with them more and more.
Well, you're like just now about the Waverly Beach.
Right.
But the American. We got some tickets to give away, folks. These are hot tickets.
They'll sell out.
Oh, it'll be a sellout. No question about it. American English. This is coming up on February 7th, and it's a tribute to the Beatles. And they get really deep into the Beatles.
Oh, and all three sets, uniforms, acoustics, it's just great. So did you say you're going to give those tickets to the first people that text us that they're listening?
I did not say that.
Okay, because I just got a text from a guy that said, you guys are on 96.5. I hear you. So does he get the tickets or no?
It's up to Todd.
Todd, I thought we... Okay,
he
all
gets
right.
the tickets.
All right, Craig. Craig,
$30 each for these tickets. Two free tickets he gets.
Awesome. All right, this is great. Well, thanks for listening to us. Yes, I just came in here. That I hear you. All right, two tickets for this American English, which is going to be a great, great event, and that's February 7th at Waverly. $30. The Beatles from the early years, the 60s, and then into the whole Yellow Submarine thing, and then, of course, what did he call that last set? Abbey Road?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be a fun. And last year was just awesome, but this is the 31st year. And the proceeds go to the Mac Fund.
And they're very strict about one thing here with the booze. All ages show. So it's kid friendly, whatever, whatever. Alcohol age 21 and over. Strictly enforced. Zero tolerance.
Wow.
It's like that's on the ticket. It's like they're not messing around.
All right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be. And 100% of the proceeds.
I just got to remember to bring my driver's license if I get carded.
Yeah. No, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Mac Fund.
The Mac
Fund. Which is
fund.
Cool. It's not like 90% or...
Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer.
Yeah. All right. That is great. And all right. So we're going to be doing that. And
you know who... Okay. So you know who we absolutely must get on the show? Todd, I'm handing this one to you. Eddie Doucette.
I have tried over and over to get him.
Okay.
Because we talked about it before. Yeah.
But now we can talk to him that work because he was, you know, with the Mac Fund, started with him and John McLaughlin, and we'd love to get him on, tell him that we're promoting this big event. And I could do, would it be a special treat for him, is I can do an impersonation of him while he listens.
Oh, great.
The electric guy over the road, runner, runner, Bobby Dandridge into the Kings, guy, over Chamberlain, yes.
And he'll be okay with that? We're not going to offend our guests?
I won't tell him that we're going to do book him. You know? It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, that is great.
I think he'll love it.
And then as soon as he hears it, we'll hear this.
Say, well.
It'd be exactly the same when I did Chichi Rodriguez. I go, Chai Chai Rodriguez. And not a smile, not a glimpse, not a whatever. Right. The only other time, I told you that when I get nervous, like, and I told you, this is a weird thing. If I talk to, like, a supermodel, like I was at the Super Bowl, I break out in, like, a sweat. I get really nervous. Talking like really, really hot women. I do. Murphy used to talk about that all the time. I couldn't interview. I get this weird thing. But I'm the same way about certain celebrities where I get that way. And I'll never forget when Arliss, the guy who had the TV show Arliss, I can never remember his real name. And of course, he was Robert Wool.
Yeah.
And he, of course, was in Bull Durham, which was classic.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Costner, Bull Durham. You saw that. Yeah. Everybody saw that. And when they come out, it's like, what's going on up there? Sandy, who's, what's going on here? I said, oh, so-and-so put a curse on his glove. His girlfriend did. And we got to get something for Millie and Tommy for their wedding. Well, candlesticks. Candlesticks are a nice gift. Okay, let's go. So I broke, when I was interviewing him, I said, hey, what's a good wedding gift?
Oh, he's probably like, okay.
He goes, I don't know. I go,
he knew. He just wasn't.
I know. He's, no, he was. And he goes, I go, and now the sweat started popping. Candlesticks. Candlesticks make, okay.
I would do that.
That's
too.
Exactly what he did. It just left me hanging. Yeah, like you can't believe. Left me hanging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like all those. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say this, though. He was starting up a sports talk show, radio sports talk show. Mm. And then after we got done with this horrific interview that we couldn't even use, he goes, what radio station are you with? I said, so-and-so Midwest Communications. They own like, I don't know how many, 80, 100 stations, whatever. Oh, can I talk to somebody? And I told our guy that was down there with me. And I said, this guy was just a total jerk to me. And he's like, well, we're not carrying him. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a little thing where it's like, right. You know, yeah. You think you'd be a jerk to one guy and it won't.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a ripple. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, cool. Oh my God, was he a jerk to me?
Wow.
But yeah, I had the sweat pouring right down my face.
Yeah. Were you nervous talking to Santa? I got to tell
a little bit intimidating.
I went to.
To be honest with you.
I went to Santa's house because I had to drop off some stuff for my kids when they were young. And man, he's sitting at the kitchen table with his little suspenders on and his beard. Yeah. And I was just, it's weird. Great advice from Santa.
Wonderful advice.
Listen to your parents and just, be nice. Those are good things that any kid can do. So, he was great. Great.
Can you imagine, though, what that's like when some kids talk about something really serious and they're talking to you from the heart?
And they are. They're confiding in you.
I mean, that's a responsibility. When you put that in, when you do what you do, you accept a responsibility.
I mean, you're confiding. A kid is scared. My parents are going to get divorced.
Right.
I mean, what are you? And you're Santa who can do anything and everything. You got to have the right answer for that.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
More kids should be like my youngest daughter, Amber, when I got divorced.
What?
She told her sister, okay, I know it's probably bad. Mom and dad are getting divorced, but at least now we can watch soaps.
What's
that? Because I used to yell if they'd be watching soap operas.
Oh, that was an issue in the house? Yeah. Okay.
She accepted it.
Could have been worse. Yeah.
She was fine. Yeah. Hey, reminder once again, not to promote myself, but I'm going to be doing a book signing today from 11 until 1 at Bosses over in De Pere. Beautiful store. I got to tell you something, folks. The best thing about that store is the variety, and I've mentioned this numerous times, the variety of magazines. Mm-hmm. They've got every magazine you could ever possibly want. They got all the newspapers that you can't find anywhere. Does anybody else carry, like, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal? Or where else can you buy those papers than Bosses?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I mean. There aren't any stores like that anymore. They would carry all those.
Yeah. Get them delivered, but I don't know. I don't know where you go pick up and buy them because even if you go to the stores, you get the Journal Sentinel and, of course, the Press Gazette. But I don't see those other papers there.
Hmm. And they carry all those, which is such a cool thing.
Very.
Yeah. Awesome, cool thing. Bosses, news, and tobacco.
Is anybody else there?
No, today?
Yeah, is it just you? No. Sometimes they bring three authors.
I think today it's just me.
Birds and stuff. All right, well, that's cool.
Well, actually, it was going to be last Thursday, snowstorm, so we had to move it. Right. So, 11 to 1 at Bosses. If anybody wants one of the books signed to anybody, I got all four volumes. This is the only time I ever have and the only time I ever will have all four volumes in print.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right.
So, it goes back 2000 was the year. So, basically 25 years of books. So, I'll have them there for you if anybody wants one for a Christmas present. They make a great gift.
That would make a great gift. I'm taping my show at 1 o'clock for Sunday.
Okay.
It's going to be very, very interesting. You know what we're going to talk about? Because we talked yesterday, we had the Johnson Consulting on, talked about, the stress, the anxiety, the holidays, the depression of the holidays, how to get along, not get along, drink, don't drink, go to the party, don't go to the party, go to mass, don't go to mass, send out cards, don't go to cards, all that kind of stuff, right? Which is stressors for a lot of different people. Some people say, man, doesn't bother me a bit. Other people are like, oh my God, that sends me over the edge. But we're going to talk today, and it's going to be on Sunday, but just being homeless through the holidays.
Oh, wow.
But I tell you, it's sad. I don't want to say it's not, but I know a little bit about it. being homeless in this community is not good, but it's not the worst thing.
If you got to be homeless, and I'm not trying to sound no, you know, flippant. No. If you got to be homeless, there are a lot worse places to be homeless than Northeast Wisconsin.
And that will be part of the discussion on the support that's here and how blessed we are to live in this community. But the fact to give hope that you can work your way out of it, and you can. Some people, you know, it's kind of...
They accept it too easy, huh?
They accept it, or it's become like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's generational. It's like, no, that's not, it's not okay. I mean, but it's hard. I mean, it is. I just want to say it's hard to work your way out of it, but it's possible. And that's what we're going to talk about, some examples of people who, it's amazing, a year ago were sleeping, you know, on a slide so the mice didn't or the bugs didn't get them. And now they're gainfully employed and working and, you know, going to have an apartment. So it'd be cool. Look, I think people are very, very generous. We talked about that this morning, too, how the holidays. And I think it's incumbent upon us as people who, you know, talk about what's going on in the community to remember all year how people need. I mean,
I agree.
It's great. I mean, we love everything we've gotten, every cookie, every pair of socks that people have dropped off. But
did you like my baskets?
You did. It was great. And I didn't have your address to send you a thank you note.
But, don't need it. Let me ask you this.
Look, but I think it's great. We've had a great, great
Let me just say this. Okay, so many of your people are recovering addicts.
70% of 718, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then you at least had you're resolute enough to seek help. And you get help. But let me just say this. Okay, even after that, it's not that easy out there. Apartments are ridiculously expensive. Where do you come up with a $1,000 deposit or whatever? Now you're paying for heat. Now you're paying for whatever. Now you need transportation. People talk about homelessness as, oh my God, is that person a loser in life? No. Life is hard. Once you go to that dark side, and I've got numerous people that are still battling it and whatever, and some never did climb out of it.
Yeah.
It's a tough climb.
It is. And it's a step at a time, though, too, right? I mean, you talk about really getting some respect for yourself, sobriety, heroin, whatever, and get that, and then you get the job. But you need, you know, well, it's not to scare anybody, but before you leave, you need probably $4,000.
That's what I mean.
Which is a lot of money.
Oh, that's so much money. I don't have $4,000. I don't know how I could come up with $4,000.
You need that because sometimes they're not that they're discriminated against, but they made the security deposit. You know, they don't have great credit ratings, some of them, and the security deposit may be 2-3 times the rent.
Okay,
so away, boom. And then
not
you
only
like
that,
to sit,
though, Jim,
you need advance payment on the utility.
When I got my first apartment in Kokana, where I took the job at the Village in Appleton,
right?
Okay, and this was a piece of crap apartment, I'll be honest with you, okay? They had 19 applicants.
For that.
19 applicants in 2 days. The lady told me that.
Oh.
I went and I took money out of a time machine. I still call it a time machine.
Oh.
And I brought her $100. I said, here's $100 for my thing. Keep it towards whatever, whatever. And then she called me. She said, okay, you got the apartment.
Yeah.
But she said, because when I went in, I said, can I have an application? She said, I'm out of them. I saw the ad. She says, no, we're out of them. We have 19 applications in already in like a day. So what I'm saying is it's hard even to get any place.
And then you're competing with, you've had not a great history and your credit rating isn't that good.
Absolutely. If you ran an apartment complex and you saw that versus somebody who would you choose?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to sound discriminatory, but it's just
the other thing
way
is
of
I
life.
Think when you work your way out of a bad situation, you really want to save a little bit more and get into a decent place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
I told you that friend of mine that I was like, this is almost a step back.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway, there's good things coming. We're going to talk about that today, too. What's going to happen next year that's going to really help. You know, end homelessness here in Green Bay. So, yeah, there's great things going on. I mean, the community's great. And, you know, what's nice about what we're talking about, this is for a whole listening area, right? Appleton,
absolutely.
Oshkosh, the food pantries, homelessness. You got all the activities and parties that are going on.
Yep.
So it's just a great,
yep.
great time to be
all
here.
All right, we got to start a quick break. We'll be back with more Mino and the Mayor after this.
It's jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. When friends come to call.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, and a good-looking Monday morning. Green Bay Packers against the New Orleans Saints at Lambeau Field. Monday Night Football. How cool is that? I hope it snows right before kickoff and we get that great setting and everything. And show off this area.
Excuse me, we're heading out a little earlier at 4:30 to the Botanical Gardens. We're going to take that in, get over maybe an hour of tailgating, and then home for the game. I think I can do all that. Don't you? I mean, I got to just...
I don't get tailgating and then not go... And I don't get tailgating and then going home.
It's much fun.
Nobody does that.
You know what, Johnny? I'll bet you... I'm not going to give you a percent, but there's at least 1,000 people that do that.
Okay, out of 87,000.
Okay, well, you said nobody. I'm saying 1,000. You're right. That's a small percent. But a lot of people do that. They go in the tailgate. They listen. And, you know, Kevin Van Ness's band is going to be playing. The drum line's out there. It's just very festive. You know, the Pope walks around taking pictures.
May we do a quick poll?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick poll. Have you ever tailgated just to tailgate and then went home and not go to the game?
Okay, does it count?
No? Just a yes or no. Just, okay. That's all.
But, so I just tell you guys, our texts are down right now. I can't function.
Okay. It's because it blew up.
I'm getting them right now. No. No.
Liar.
No.
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 John, why do you think they built the Johnsonville?
No one does that.
Why do you think they built the Johnsonville? Have you gone to a game, tailgated, and then gone and watched a game at Johnsonville?
I have not.
Nancy from
Oshkosh says yes.
Right. It's packed.
Thanks a lot.
A lot of people do that. Why do you want to spend 100? Terry says no.
Thank you, Terry.
So it's 50-50 right
now. I think people will go back to Anduzzi's. They'll tailgate. Some people go home like me. Other people will just go watch it with other friends because it's more fun to watch football with other people, right? I don't know.
I disagree.
You're one of those guys like Ron Wolf.
Lock the door.
And do you turn the... He doesn't watch it with the sound on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't like the announcers. I can't watch it without. I need the announcers.
Yeah, even if I don't like them, I need them.
Anyway, no, that's going to be fun tonight. And I told you, I'm grilling out.
I'm still amazed. I mean, for the money they pay, like a Tom Brady and Tony Romo, it's like, why? I mean, you tell me that people wouldn't watch it if you... No.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. And that's a lot of money. It's not a little money.
Nobody
it's
watches
a lot
the
of
game
money.
Because of the announcers.
So right now it's 70% to 30% yes to no.
So yes means they've gone tailgating and went home.
Yep.
Yeah. What's early? Polls are just open. Can you get a hold of Lisa real quick, Todd? You know, did she call?
She did not call.
Okay. Lisa at Boss here, because she's got a special deal going on at Boss's today where I'm doing my book signing from 11 to 1. Hi, John. Looking forward to the signing today. Bring more books. I'll text your inventory when I get to the store. If you're able, please mention the free magazines when they mention they heard it on your show. Okay? So here's a deal. We'll give away anybody who stops in on Monday, today, mentions Mino and the Mayor. They get a free select magazine, hundreds to choose from, for every one of your books they buy. Also, we will let them choose a free magazine for every $25 in gift cards that are purchased. For example, if somebody buys one of each of your books and a $50 gift card, they'll receive 6 free magazines.
Wow.
So that's very cool. So magazines are not cheap these days.
No, and they're great. I mean, she gave me that entrepreneur magazine she gave me.
I could live on gift boxes of cheese and sausage, okay, and magazines.
Okay.
Wouldn't need TV, wouldn't need radio, just gift boxes and magazines.
Okay, so you're doing everything now except you're watching TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh. Yeah.
That's not a big...
Hey, you know what's funny?
A big change in your life.
You know, I'll tell you what. You know, I had... When I came in Friday, I had that vest on, my Yellowstone vest.
Yes.
And talking to the bartender, Hunter Kohler, he's like, did you watch the episode? The last one. It's like, that has become one of those things that people like... The last show I ever remember Dallas in the early days where everybody was talking about, did you see Dallas? Like, you know what I mean? That's how Yellowstone was to people.
It's primetime soap.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah, primetime soap. That's a good term.
I mean, that's when you guys talk about the next day and you can't wait to see the next
water
episode.
Cooler type
that is
thing.
Totally.
That's what Yellowstone
soaps.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which didn't work in your first marriage. Remember your daughter said, at least we can watch soaps.
Yeah. That's
just tying that back in. Nothing to base that
That's
on.
A good point.
I was like, what the heck?
I know.
And by the way,
come from?
That is her daughter that Saturday opened the gift I bought her. She goes, a book.
It's her daughter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so talk about the old Apple or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, we will be here tomorrow, even though it's Christmas Eve. We are being forced to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Todd was not.
I know. We both asked for the day off. We had travel plans.
We had
travel
plans for the day off.
We don't have to work Christmas Eve, do we? Yeah.
Of course. It's radio.
Yeah. It's radio. Might have been radio long enough. Yeah, you know that.
I might be able to get you guys off Christmas Day. Might.
Yeah, maybe.
Big might,
so. Maybe. We'll see.
No.
Day after Christmas, you're here, though. Christmas is over. You get your butts here.
I mean, no, it's just, gonna be tomorrow's gonna be great. I mean, it's Christmas Eve. That's
greatest day of the year.
It is. It well, yeah. I don't know if some people celebrate Christmas.
But I mean,
Eve,
how could you find? I mean, think about this. Where in the country? No lie. Would you rather be right now than Northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football, clinching themselves a playoff spot? Mm-hmm. Then it's Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. The weather's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, this ain't bad.
No.
This, you know. You complain about a lot of stuff, but you can't complain about this one.
Big Daddy's, there's Frank's show that's going on, there's the Botanical Gardens. There's a lot to do in Green Bay, so. Yeah, I think people need to just take a chill pill and just enjoy it.
Not sure who Big Daddy's is, but.
You know, that's Kevin Van Ness's thing. Daddy D Productions?
Daddy D Productions? I know Big Daddy.
Oh,
I got
okay,
a buddy, his name is Big Daddy. I know he was all of a sudden doing something.
Not sure what the mayor's into.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
3 hours. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, enjoy this. This is going to be a fun day today. There's a lot going on, and we got a lot to celebrate.
And hello to all of our new listeners.
In
Appleton.
Love you guys.
Fantastic. We'll be doing a lot with you guys down the road. Hey, everybody, have a great night. Go Pack. See ya.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you.
New Year's Eve, 1999, with all the craziness around Y2K, nobody knew what was going to happen. And we had a square dance in a church basement in Marinette, Wisconsin. And all our family and extended family and friends, was probably like 100 people there. And nobody knew how to square dance, but that kind of made it fun. So it was a very fun New Year's Eve.
Hey, Pete, do you have any warm wishes for all our listeners on WGBW and WISS?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden commuting the sentences of 37 federal death row inmates, converting their punishments to life in prison without parole. Not among those whose sentences were commuted, the Boston Marathon bomber and the men who carried out the Emmanuel AME Church and the Tree of Life Synagogue mass killings. A 7-year-old boy had to have open heart surgery overnight after he was hit in the chest with a drone that went off course along with several other drones at a holiday show in Orlando. Delivery drivers for Amazon remain on strike in key U.S. cities.
The Teamsters Union says that Amazon workers at a major airport in Southern California joined other delivery workers on strike in New York, Illinois, and Atlanta. Amazon has rejected employees' efforts to unionize. It says that these strikes are outside workers, and it insists that operations are not affected.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan have announced plans. They're working toward a merger. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Lisa Hale.